This holiday season, Americans will spend almost $100 billion in online orders. One implication of that is being studied by the University of Washington's new Urban Freight Lab. As Dr. Ann Goodchild of the university's Supply Chain, Transportation, and Logistics Center notes,
when we buy online, you know, we don't take that trip to the store, and that trip to the store is replaced by a delivery truck coming to my house. And so that's changing the demand for the roadway. That's changing what kinds of vehicles we see and where we see them in the city.
How to manage what is called the final 50 feet challenge is an area of study of particular importance.
Final deliveries in an urban area are happening at a curb or at a loading bay, or we're using the sidewalk to walk at least a portion of this final piece. And that sidewalk has other uses and certainly isn't there only for you to deliver goods.
Funny enough, we know very little at a macro level about that final piece.
Google Maps can tell you where the building is. We're not at a point where we have load zones for trucks established, where we have a good digital database of loading bays in cities. We can easily access where curb cuts are, which are incredibly important if you're using a dolly to deliver goods, what the pavement quality is, what other uses are on that in that alleyway if you're trying to use an alley to access a loading zone.
The lab may ultimately be able to make recommendations to city leaders around the country on how to best direct infrastructure investment. It's one reason the city of Seattle has pledged over $200,000 to the lab.
There's that shared infrastructure piece and that the complexity of trying to balance all the needs in an urban area. You know, we need transit, we need freight deliveries, we need good bike facilities, and you know, how do we build a city that can do all of these things?
And her students are finding the real-world challenges to be invigorating.
The complexity and the excitement of that problem is real. I don't have to pretend, you know, that there's some consequence of not solving the problem.
Though they don't wear Santa suits, the next time you order same-day delivery, Dr. Goodchild and her team may have a hand in your package's arrival. For the American Society for Engineering Education, I'm Nathan Call, and this is the PRISM Podcast.